Good afternoon. So I've got every speaker's dream time slot. The last one when everybody's sleeping. So see if we can keep you half awake. I've enjoyed the day so far. I was thinking of somebody had the thought that when you're mouth is open, you're not learning anything, so I guess I won't be learning anything for the next half hour or so, but hopefully I can get something for you, have something for you to learn, and me as well. Gratitude, an attitude that will take you the distance. What is gratitude? What is attitude? I've always enjoyed that's not what I wanted to say. What was I going to say there? Anyway. Sorry about that. It's all right under my head. Anyway, gratitude is the feeling of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness, thankfulness, and gratefulness. Attitude, a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. So attitude can be a way of thinking, or it can also be a way of acting. And one of the speakers here had shown you a picture of those listeners to Jesus there, and what they were showing with their folded arms and their shoulders turned against them was attitude, really. So attitude is contagious. Do you believe that? I still remember when I was going to school, and all it took was for one student to come out the door and say, teacher's grouchy today. Everybody's attitude changed, and you know, that just kind of changed everybody's attitude. And that's something we can work with. An attitude can be changed. We used to have this saying around our place, maybe more of you do, but that this or that child needs an attitude adjustment. And that's, you know, that's reasonably easy to do for a child. You can help them change their attitudes. Some take more adjustment than others. That gets a little more complex for us as adults, because we need to change, by God's help and our self-discipline, change our attitudes. We should really be living a life of gratitude. Our life should show our gratitude. I'm going to be turning to various Bible verses. There, you know, there's gratitude is thanksgiving, is really what it is. And there's hundreds of Bible verses that talk of giving thanks to God. And if we go into the Psalms and places like that, we could pick up a lot of those. Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So really our attitude is what's in our mind, is coming through from our heart, coming through in our action. If you want to turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 17, I'm going to read verse 11 to 19 here. Luke 17, 11 to 19. And it came to pass, this is talking about Jesus, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. I've heard it said already that there's two of the most underused words in the English language are thank you. Here we see here that in this verse 17 here we see Jesus' disappointment in the unthankfulness for the great healing that was given to these lepers. Lepers had very little, if any, hope in those days. It was basically just a miracle that could heal them, I think. And here Jesus had performed a miracle, and it was only one that it took the time to come back and say thank you. So we look at that a little harshly maybe, and we wonder, where, as he said, where were the other nine? But I need to look at myself and say, where am I in there? I think we need to daily thank God for our healing from the leprosy of sin. You know, leprosy in the scriptures relates to sin, or is used as a way of being as sin in our lives. The way leprosy spread, the way leprosy was, there was just the way it was used in that way. It can be used in that way, I should say. So as we daily thank God for our healing, that gives us a good basis for a thankful attitude for the day. First Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks in this, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I read a quote the other day. It says, the Christian privilege is to find reason for gratitude in all things. The Christian privilege is to find reason for gratitude in all things. And as any, do I call it teaching a job? Do I call it a career? Whatever. Any job, any career has its challenges. I've never been a teacher, but I've been around enough teachers that I know they have challenges occasionally. So even in those times, we need to find a reason for gratitude. We're going to get into some of those things a little more. Hebrews 13:15-16 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifice God is well pleased. Here it talks about sacrificing, and it talks about a continually, daily sacrifice of praise to God. And that makes life easier, as we gives us more of a thankful living. And your students soon will pick up on that, as you are thankful for what God has done for you, thank for the many privileges. You know, can you thank God for the snow every morning? I heard one not too long ago, somebody made mention that about being thankful, but he said it sure is hard for him to be thankful for snow. And in the business he's in, I understand some of that, but you know, we need to be thankful for the circumstances we have. You heard in another message of communicating with parents, and here it says, do good and communicate, forget not. So a few questions, and you don't necessarily have to answer them, but to think about, what is the distance you want to go? It talked about gratitude being the attitude that'll take you the distance. What distance do you want to go? You can put your goal in there, what you want. What is your goal for you, for your students? How will gratitude affect your goal? How will your attitude help you attain your goal? Now, we could spend quite a bit of time talking about things to be grateful for. and I could go around this whole room, and each one of you could probably have something different to be grateful for. Some of the things I have written down here is, number one, God's grace and provisions. We talked a little bit about that. You can be grateful for that. Now, thinking along the line of schools, so be thankful for a government that allows us to have a Christian school. We can hardly comprehend the blessing we have of a Christian school if we don't, and you don't really need to look into it, but if you ever get a chance to talk to someone that's in a school board, I don't even know if they have boards, but teacher or someone having to do with the public system, you appreciate what we have, what we're allowed in our schools. Just for a quick example on that, a couple years ago, I was talking to a man. I don't remember for sure if he was a teacher or just in the administration. But he said they had a little boy they had a table in the room, and he was running around on the table, and I think he was lifting the ceiling tiles. And he said we were caught in a real spot. He said we weren't allowed to touch him, so we couldn't take him off the table. And he wouldn't listen to anybody, so we couldn't tell him to get off. And yet we were responsible for his life and limbs, so what would we do? If he falls off the table, we're responsible. If we grab him and take him off, we're responsible. So be thankful for the privilege we have to, discipline isn't real easy, but when you have to do it and can do it, be thankful for that. Another, probably the biggest benefit, or one of them anyway, is the Bible-based curriculum to teach and work with. I'm still old enough to still remember when the curriculum started changing from the more what was used in the public schools, and as the Bible-based curriculum slowly came in, it was greatly appreciated there what we were able to bring into the schools. Be thankful for forefathers that had the foresight and courage to start our own schools. You know, that wasn't all easy. If you can think of what it would have been like for them to step out of the public systems and try to, from scratch, start up their own school boards, their own teachers, their own curriculum, and all that. We just kind of rolled these things over from board to board, from teacher to teacher, from, you know, a church starts an outreach, the other school probably sends books, and just, we'd almost take those things for granted. I remember a little bit of the, not too much, but I know there were some of the things that weren't so easy. There wasn't total commitment from all the church members in some of the churches when that was started. And it wasn't real easy for the ones that wanted to go ahead with this and the ones that didn't quite see the need or quite see the, yeah, I would say see the need for it at that point. I know that basically all those have later did acknowledge the need for it and were thankful for it. I was just for a side note, I was thinking of my dad the other day. He's passed away quite a few years ago already, but he was in the school board a number of times, and I remember the one time he was a fairly easygoing father, but if something didn't go right and it was your fault, you didn't probably do it the second time very quickly. I remember one time the phone rang at the supper table and something came up at school. I never found out what, which is proper too. He would not tell us what was happening. Didn't tell the family what was happening at the school board level, and that's good. But I remember he was really upset. I was young enough, it didn't affect me too much, but he did tell the older children that if you're involved in this, you're gonna find out about it. And we're gonna fix this when I get home. Well, he had to rush through the chores. He was not expecting that meeting. Got into the car and the car didn't start. So he was supposed to be over at school. So next thing I remember, he was on the tractor and bouncing out the lane. A couple of potholes, I can still see him bounce. I don't know why that's, but he was determined that he was gonna help do his part in helping there. And I don't have a lot of memories of that type of thing, but I do. That's something that always stands out to me, that he was willing to do his part on the school board, no matter what it took for him to get there. And we also knew, I know some of my older siblings were a little bit concerned. I'm not sure if they knew a little bit what was going on or not. I was young enough, it didn't affect me too much, but I know especially the one was a little concerned, so I don't know for sure. All right, so another thing to be grateful for, school parents that want the best for their children and are willing to help teachers to that end. You probably all have those to work with. And sometimes there's those that aren't quite as willing, maybe. But I think with communication, you can work those things out between you and them as well. A reliable school board to work with. That's another great benefit and privilege to be thankful for. And the last but not the least that I have written down here is the fact that God has given you a sound mind and the gift to teach willingly as he has called you. Be grateful for that, the gift that God has given you. If you remember what I said, that gratitude is, the second part of gratitude is a willingness to return gratefulness and kindness, and you're doing that as you use your gifts that God has given you, you're using that to return gratefulness to God in your work you're doing with these precious children that are under your direction. You heard the many hours, the many days they're in your care, under your direction, under your influence. I'm going to close here with probably one of my favorite verses. Two of them, actually. Make that three. But if you find that your attitude needs to be adjusted a little bit, make you more grateful, where do you go? It's not a type of thing that, I don't know if you're familiar with the word Zen, and I'm not totally either, but it's kind of an Eastern teaching of you just empty your mind and just empty it out and let it fill with good things and it'll kind of take care of itself. That's not what we need to do as Christians. We need to be purposeful in making changes in our attitudes, in our minds, in our gratitude. And for that, you can turn to Philippians 4, 6 to 8 if you want to, or I can just read it. It says, "Be careful for nothing or overly anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Find your brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." May the Lord bless you as you gratefully teach in the classrooms you've been called to.